This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Somebody please brief me on what the hell is going on. I'm, like, really, really confused. Okay, so I leave town, and the music's going on. Can you guys hear me? Anyone hear me? All right. Is music okay? Good. Okay, sorry, guys. I just leave town for a week, and we are looking at mass chaos. I mean, just mass chaos all over the... First of all, I am working in a studio with no air conditioning. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay, how many of you guys have been to Las Vegas, Nevada? Ooh, yeah. Have you ever been here in the dead of the summer? We are now in the dead of the summer, which I guess means, you know, you die from the heat. I mean, it is like hot. Look, it's a beautiful place to be. We hardly have any humidity, so I mean, it's I guess better than other parts of the country in terms of, you know, the hotness. But and I am hot, yeah. But today I'm hot in a way that I don't want to be. It's like 100 something out there, and there's no air in the studio, and I'm here by myself in the studio, and I got no air conditioning. Now I guess there is supposed to be an HVAC guy coming, and I'll tell him if he's sweating, just take off his shirt. You know, I mean, that's what I'm about to do, because honestly, it is just so hot, and I don't know how the hell I'm supposed to do it. But I got in trouble. I got in trouble for doing the show shirtless. I did that a long time ago, and the network frowned upon it. They frown upon things that I think only I do. I don't think anybody else in the network gets frowned upon like I do. So I have to be clothed. But I got to tell you, man, it is hot and it is miserable. And I got to tell you, my vacation, it was nice. But I don't think I want to go on vacation again. I mean, many of you guys that follow me on Facebook, you know that the plane got delayed trying to come back. So, of course, you miss your connecting flight. And when you miss your connecting flight, all hell breaks loose. Basically, we went down to St. Martin, the Caribbean. Beautiful water, beautiful island, beautiful people. But my trip was marred because of something that I really, really couldn't post on Facebook. I got I guess you guys call it road rash. It's not jock itch. In a girl, you know when you wear your bathing suit and you're in the sand, and then all of a sudden your skin like wants to like fall off and bleed, and you could barely walk, and then you need, you know, like a certain steroid cream. I had that, and I really wasn't, you know, I don't know, on my butt for most of the trip. I was on a jet ski. I did some scuba diving, snorkeling. So I had we call it a TT rash. TT rash, I don't know, I call it. That's what we say in our family, because I don't know what to call the upper thighs. And it was miserable. I looked like I had an STD. I could barely sit. I couldn't straddle anything, so I couldn't ride a jet ski. I couldn't climb up on I don't know, I think there was like a mechanical bull or something that I wanted to do. I couldn't do anything. So I'm running around like that. No diarrhea, by the way. Remember how sick I got when I went to Mexico? I love Mexico. But every time I go to Mexico, I get bloody diarrhea. Here, no. I mean, the water was great. You didn't have to worry about drinking the water. It was awesome. Apparently, St. Martin, if you've never been, there's a Dutch side and a French side. So you have all these tall, blonde men, really good looking, and you have on the French side a lot of French, people speaking French. And the funny thing is I can only speak Spanish besides English. So I decided, you know what, to heck with this. I am tired of not looking like I know another foreign language. I hate that. I hate being in a place where people are speaking another foreign language and I look like I don't know another. I know Spanish. So I start speaking Spanish, and you know what? A lot of the Caribbeans speak Spanish. So it was great. So I was speaking Spanish, okay, even though I probably could have spoken English, but I just had to show everybody that I can speak another language. And anyway, okay, so I got through the rash. Okay, I got through that. It's time to go. Okay, so the flight is delayed by about 2 hours. So we're here in a very, very hot airport. Okay, standing in line. And they go, you're going to miss your connecting flight. And we're like, no. Well, then what's the next flight out? Well, not till the next day. They go, don't worry. be happy. I'm like, don't worry. And I go, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm like, okay, I'm not worried. So what? We'll get you a hotel. JetBlue will get you a hotel. You'll be in a hotel. The next day, you go out on the flight. Everything's going to be okay. Don't worry. Be happy. And I'm like, okay, no problem. I'm no think without it. I got it. So anyway, we get there. And we actually could have made the connecting flight, but they already kicked us off the flight. They were like, tell us, we don't, last thing we want are the waxes. And then there's no hotel room. Now, I didn't know this, guys, but New York City. Okay, so basically, we went to New York City to fly out to the Caribbean and back. So you would think that New York City, the most highly populous, biggest city in, to me, the world, even though I know it's not Mexico City is the biggest, I get that, okay, but in America, would have at least one hotel room. No. Apparently, on a Saturday night, there are no hotel rooms. Just no hotel rooms at all. So JetBlue goes, no, we never got you a room. Why would we get you a hotel room? We're like, because you guys delayed the flight, and then you kicked us off the flight, and we had to do the flight till the next day, and I got kids, and I got, you know, nothing's open to eat. Nothing decent is open to eat. I need to shower, you know? I mean, I need to go potty. I really can't go potty in public restrooms, and I really got to go potty. Sorry, man. We have some cots. So I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I'll take a cot if it's free. Well, to me, I'm thinking a cot has a pillow and a blanket. No, it's just some plastic thing that could have lice on it. So now I'm getting mad. Well, luckily, my husband has some family, and it was a family member that I haven't ripped on, you know, because I make fun of the in-laws a lot on my show. These people I don't. I like them a lot. And so I go call them up. He's like, well, I don't want to be a bother. I'm like, I got to go potty. So we call them up, and we do a 30-40-minute drive. No hotels anywhere. Apparently, Saturday night in New York, you can't get a hotel in the dead of summer. JFK Airport, LaGuardia, we're like, okay, let's pretend we're at LaGuardia Airport. Let's call the hotels around there. No, nothing. So we crash, then we come back. Then, the TVs. All right, okay, I won't even go there. I won't even go there. Okay, let's just say I'm back, okay, my legs aren't shaved. I come back to a studio with no air conditioning. I find out in the news that everything has just gone completely haywire. We got Hillary Clinton ahead of the Trumps, or ahead of the polls against Trump. We got Brexit, okay, now here's the thing. This Brexit, okay, this Britain exit thing, I was watching that a little bit. We didn't really have a lot of TV in the Caribbean, but I had some internet access. And Lord have mercy, I was glued to my internet. And so something was up the night before. And I'm trying to, you know, translate the British newspapers because it's hard because I don't understand, you know, Great Britain English. And all of a sudden the next day you hear this happen. I was like, what? So you guys are writing me going, what do you think? I have no idea what the hell's going on. So somebody please prep me. All right. Get some air conditioning on. Let's get this show started. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the Supreme Court struck down today a Texas law regulating abortion clinics. And this was a 5-3 decision. Usually it's very interesting. Right before they closed for session, there's usually some big, big cases that they handle. And this is a very, very interesting case. Justice Stephen Breyer wrote the majority opinion for the court, with Justices Anthony Kennedy, Ruth Ginsburg, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan joining him. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas dissented. Apparently, they say, we agree with the district court that the surgical center requirement, like the admitting privileges requirement, provides few, if any, health benefits for women, poses a substantial obstacle to women seeking abortion, and constitutes a quote-unquote undue burden on their constitutional right to do so. So from what I understand, what was going on is apparently there was a Texas, I think it was back in 2013. Wasn't there a doctor that had been performing abortions that where the babies were actually alive at the time of the abortion? And so apparently there was a law that required all clinics, and I don't remember when this law passed, performing abortions in the state to operate as certified ambulatory surgical centers. So they would be regulated under the same standards as hospitals. Doctors who performed abortions were also required to first obtain admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. Proponents of the law said that that would improve patient care and safety. Abortion rights groups contended the law made it nearly impossible to operate a clinic in Texas. Now, I mean, call me naive, but I thought most abortion clinics did have the same standards as a surgical center or hospital. I had no idea that they could operate without that. I mean, I thought, like you know, with me in a medical office, you know, I'm allowed to do X amount of procedures, but once I want to step it up, then I have to get then pass certain criteria, and I need to make sure that patient, you know, safety is paramount. And so I was a little kind of shocked that an ambulatory surgical center is basically a ambulatory surgical center is like a site that doesn't have to be necessarily connected to a hospital. It could be a standalone site that has the same type of equipment, same type of structure, same type of protocols as you would in any hospital type of surgery, whether you have outpatient or inpatient, etc. Things have to be sterile, obviously. You have to have OSHA guidelines, CLIA guidelines. You have to, CLIA if there's a lab, obviously, if they run anything by lab. You have to have nursing standards. People have to have certain, like when you apply for privileges at a hospital, I don't know if many do a background check, but basically they go through your whole medical professional record, not your medical history record, but your medical professional record. If you've been sued, if there's been any sanctions against you, if you've lost privileges before. So gaining privileges at a hospital or at an ambulatory center is a very prestigious thing. And it shows that you are a very qualified provider, because that center would then not, I mean, if anything goes wrong, then that center is liable. So, you know, when you hear, well, somebody lost his privileges at a hospital, you're like, does that mean he lost his license? No. Losing a medical license, you have to do something really, really, really bad. You could lose privileges and your license at the same time for something major that you do. But earning privileges means you are good enough to work at that facility, and you have the qualifications, you have the experience, you have the you are a competent and professional medical professional. Okay, that gets to work there. So I was kind of surprised that you've heard of these kind of backdoor clinics, but I thought in America in this day and age, if there's an actual abortion clinic, a clinic that is going to be performing any sort of surgical procedure, that they were going to be under the same standards as any place else that does surgery. So I was a little shocked that didn't currently exist. So yes, I think it shocked a lot of physicians when you saw that the Supreme Court said, no, that's causing an undue burden on patients. Now, do we have numbers of how many cases abortions go bad if it's in a quote-unquote legitimate place? I don't know if we have those numbers. I tried looking those numbers up a while ago. We don't know. Okay, because I don't know where the things would be reported, like abnormal bleeding, blood clot, infection. If we don't have any of that data, that's hard to say. So I don't know. I mean, maybe these abortion clinics without the regulation are doing everything in tip-top shape and the patients are coming out fine. But I understand that politics gets in the way. So you have some people saying the Texas law purposely was done to prevent women, from being able to get an abortion because these clinics couldn't pass the qualifications. But if that's the case, what the hell is wrong with the clinic? Why can't the clinic, have the same quality that any other surgical center could do? There's this idea that having an abortion is as simple as getting a tooth pulled. And as we have seen, you know, in the media, even a dental procedure can have some pretty serious risks. So if somebody is pulling a tooth, these dental offices need to be in tip-top shape. They need to know that they're doing sedation correctly. They need to know that they're monitoring patients' vitals. I can't tell you how many times at practice I was getting from dentists, you need to clear this person. And I go, you know what, is he having a major mouth reconstruction? No, he's getting some teeth pulled, but his blood pressure was high. So you're starting to see dentists make sure that their patient is in tip-top shape, and we have the most ideal outcome for patients even getting teeth pulled. So now you have an abortion. We have a cervix dilation. We have the extraction of fetal parts and then a cleanup of the area within the uterus. That requires anesthesia, some sort of sedation. That requires obviously surgical tools. It requires some sort of surgical training. And so I'm really kind of interested to know what exactly are the qualifications that these clinics currently have that allow them to do that. But I guess the Supreme Court today said no, the Texas law is going to do be an undue burden. They say here, sorry about that. I'm having some, looks like when the power went out, my computer was getting fried. The computer is kind of lazy and listless because we have no air conditioning. I apologize. All right. So they say here, when we decide cases on particularly controversial issues, we should take special care to apply settled procedural rules in a neutral manner. This is Judge Alito. The court has not done that here. Alito also referenced the Kermit Gosnell case in which an abortion doctor in Pennsylvania was convicted of the murder of three infants who were born alive and the death of a patient. Alito said the Texas law was designed to prevent similarly shoddy medical practices from remaining open. All right, Clarence Thomas quoted the late Justice Antonin Scalia, who died in February, in his dissent. Thomas wrote that the decision exemplifies the court's troubling tendency to bend the rules when any effort to limit abortion or even to speak in opposition to abortion is at issue. Now, several dozen activists on both sides of the abortion issue gathered at the Supreme Court. They were chanting, holding signs. I guess there was a Madonna song like a virgin being played. And then one of the dissenters, Scalia, I'm having some issues here with the computer. So this split decision, what does it mean? Well, what it means is you know, politics will, you know, supersede anything. And listen, you know, I understand the abortion issue is a very, very controversial one, and I understand that it has become the soundbite has come to become something about women's rights. Okay, and you know, as a doctor who's a woman, I don't look at abortion as a woman's rights issue. I look at it as a medical issue. Okay, so if somebody's going to have a medical issue being done, whether they want an abortion or not, okay, I want the same care being done to a woman having an abortion to a woman who is having a fibroid removal or dental surgery. And so, you know, when people say, okay, well, if you're, you know, a pro-abortion law or anti-abortion laws or whatever, you're anti-woman, I disagree with that, because I think there's a lot of women's rights in play here. Okay, I mean, you know, why doesn't somebody look at this as anti-woman, saying, you know what, those clinics could be, they don't have to have the same regulation. You know, well, don't, you know, if a woman's getting a procedure, don't you want them, you know, to be at the best surgical facilities possible? So, you know, that's politics for you. So we'll keep you posted on any new developments with that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's rebel up. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So what's this smartphone blindness? Okay, when I was out of town, there was a study that came out that a couple women reported going blind temporarily with their cell phone, and many of us have experienced this as well. So I was asked, and I know I was out of town, you know, what the hell is going on here. So basically what happened is two women went temporarily blind because they were constantly checking their cell phones in the dark. Okay, so what happens in the middle of the night? Okay, so you hear a buzz. You hear, in fact, you know, one of my friends, Dr. Rahman, I think he butt dialed me. I got a Facebook call. I was trying to take a nap and I was getting a Facebook phone call and it just kept ringing and kept ringing. I kept trying to look over and look over, and it was, I don't know what the heck it was. I guess Facebook now, you guys got to be careful. You're going to be calling each other now on Facebook without even realizing it. Scary stuff. But anyway, I hate that because then they can hear you. You know, you're sitting there, I'm sitting there fighting with my husband, you know, and then you realize that you were on the phone the whole time. You're like, And that's on somebody's phone. I can't stand it. Can't stand it. So anyway, so, you know, many times you're lying there and, you know, you'll hear the bzzz. So bzzz. And you say, look, you'll check your phone. Well, apparently you do that with one eye. So these women noticed that in their other eye, they couldn't see. And last Thursday's New England Journal of Medicine, doctors detailed the cases of two women aged 22 and 40 who experienced transient smartphone blindness. But this would happen for months. The women complained of recurring episodes of temporary vision loss for up to 15 minutes. They were subjected to a variety of medical exams. According to The Guardian, they had MRI scans, heart tests, you know, because, you know, when somebody comes into the ER saying, I'm kind of blind in one eye, I think TIA. I think like a transient ischemic attack or a mini stroke. So we're going to be MRIing them. We're going to be checking their heart. We're going to be checking their carotids, the major arteries going up to the brain to see if they have plaquing. I mean, I'm going to be all over this because I'm scared to death that they're having a mini stroke. And many of them will not say it's because they were on the phone. They'll just say, look, I'm just noticing that I can't see out of one eye. Okay, and they won't remember why. So anyway, what happened is with these two women, they did all these tests, and the doctors couldn't find anything. So after they went to an eye specialist office, then they figured out, okay, now we know what's going on. So if one eye is basically looking at the smartphone while the other eye is buried all in the comfy pillow, or if the other eye doesn't get a chance to adapt to the light, the first eye does. So when they put their phone down, they couldn't see with the phone eye because it's taking many minutes to catch up to the other eye that already adapted in the dark. So you see what happened? So they looked, then when they put it down, they couldn't see. The other eye is already kind of used to the dark because they're all cuddly on the pillow, etc., and that one didn't get exposed to the light. So basically what they say is if you're going to experience temporary blindness, it's usually harmless when it comes to smartphones, but for the love of the Lord, look at your phone with both eyes at the same time. They say one of the women was relieved that the short-term blindness didn't signal a more imminent stroke, but the other woman was more skeptical. My guess is she was the older one. And so she took a very rigorous diary, and then she finally realized, okay, good. You know, she was freaked out. Dr. Rahul Khurana, a spokesman for the American Academy of Ophthalmology, called it a fascinating hypothesis, but said two cases weren't enough to prove that one-eyed smartphone use in the dark caused the problem. He also doubted whether many smartphone users could experience this phenomenon. He's an avid cell phone user, and he said that he and his wife tried to recreate the scenario on a recent evening, but had difficulty checking their phones with one eye. He said it was very odd. So anyway, I wrote an article on this in Epic Times. Go to Epic Times, go to the health section, and it's the one on smartphone blindness. But here's the thing, 30% of us, okay, spend more than 9 hours a day on their smartphone. And there has been a lot of discussion on, do smartphones cause blindness? Now, remember there was some studies looking at the retina detachment. Now, remember, the retina is the back part of the eye that focuses images. It could detach. And they have been linking retinal detachment with cell phone use. Now, here's the thing. Retinal detachment is, to me, more linked to myopia or nearsightedness. How many of you guys are nearsighted? Okay, so nearsighted is where you can see things close up. I'm not talking before you got old enough for reading glasses, because now I'm really screwed with close-up stuff. But before that, I could see things up close really good before I turned 40, but far away got blurry. So that's myopia. I was nearsighted. And they say people who are nearsighted are more at risk for retinal detachment. So then they were looking at smartphone use and some increased cases of retinal detachment. We still don't have any conclusive studies, but guess what? Smartphone use has been linked to myopia, nearsightedness. So I'm wondering if it's the nearsightedness that could be causing the retinal detachment. Now, this is some scary stuff, because if you and I are using our smartphone over 9 hours a day, I mean, I was on, what, 4-hour flight from St. Martin to New York, and then from New York to Vegas, 5 hours. I played a lot of Candy Crush. How many hours was I looking at my phone? Right? Okay, I mean, I tried not to. I tried to put it down. But here's the thing. There was a woman in China who had been using a smartphone for 2 to 3 hours in the dark each night. She suffered a retinal detachment, and they think it was the smartphone that caused it. Now, why is the retinal detachment so dangerous? Because one is you can't focus when it detaches, but two, if you don't get immediate treatment for that retinal detachment, you lose the blood supply to the retina, and then it dies off, and you really can't replace the retina. So that's some scary stuff. When I was in training, we used to inject a gas into the eye. And if you had a retinal detachment, depending on where it detached, you had to have your head turned for weeks on end. Okay, you couldn't go to work because that bubble of air, like let's say you had a superior posterior detachment, okay, in the back upper part of the eye. Well, the gas, for the gas to stay up there, you'd have to be kind of positioned to keep that gas bubble to push that retina back so it still gets to keep its blood supply. It's some pretty serious, now they have fancier ways to manage it, but they still do the gas bubble. And it's a very, very frustrating way to lose your eyesight. So what I recommend, and a lot of people recommend, is the 20/20/20 rule, okay? So for every 20 minutes of use of your cell phone, look away at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. Okay, this could maybe help avoid the eye strain from the excessive smartphone use. I mean, the thing is now with these smartphones, I mean, we use them when we're bored. We use them to write our letters. We use them to communicate. I mean, in the olden days, you'd sit there and write letters at a desk, and you'd have your lamp, right? You would call on the phone, and you'd walk around when you're talking on the phone, and you would. I mean, now we text. Like my son, I hardly said two words to him today, but I've texted him. Like crazy. I'm looking at the smartphone. All right? I mean, we keep looking at it. And, you know, one of you had asked me, is a smaller smartphone better than a larger one? I don't know if either makes a big difference. Whatever you find is easier on your eyes, do. Okay? Sometimes you're going to have to increase the brightness. Sometimes you're not. I mean, one thing I did when I was feeling eye strain is I upped the font. You could up the font. Heidi Harris, one of my radio sisters who does the Heidi Harris show, she had shown me how to up the font because I'm like, I can't read Jack Diddley Squat on my phone. So my font is like, I don't know how many, it's like huge. You strain less. Go now, some people will say, well, look, the more you practice, the more you do, the better your eye becomes. You got to work it like a muscle. I don't know if that's the case with the eye strain. And I got to tell you, man, I am scared to death of a retinal detachment. So going back to this study, this transient smartphone blindness, right now they don't think it's anything to worry about. Just make sure you look at the phone with both eyes. But honestly, avoid looking at your smartphone in the dark. When your eyes are used to the, remember, your body was created, you know, for a caveman environment. Okay, you didn't have all this artificial light and this blue light shining at you. You didn't have that in the olden days. Now your body is like, what the hell is this? When it's dark, you're supposed to, no wonder we can't sleep. No wonder we're all on Ambien. No wonder our melatonin is off. Because we keep looking at something bright, and that Candy Crush is bright. All right, guys, when we come back, looks like the flu mist vaccine. They say not only should you not use it for the next flu season, but it has been worthless for many flu seasons. What the hell is up with that? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Nose flu spray vaccine. Okay, I call it the nasal mist, the flu mist. This is a vaccine that when it came out, I was like, what a panacea. This is going to be awesome because kids don't like to get shots. So this is a spray. We've talked about this nasal vaccine for flu. This is going to be, we're talking about flu. Like we're talking about seasonal flu, okay? Like in the fall. I know a lot of you guys are like, wait a second. Okay, we're coming up on 4th of July here. Why are we talking about the flu? Apparently you guys have to listen to this because news broke that this flu mist influenza vaccine has not protected kids or adults against the flu for years and should not be used in this coming flu season. Now, I don't know what their stocks could be doing, but this must be a major, major blow. Okay, so how did this work? Okay, so you know the flu shot. We talk about the flu vaccine. Okay, so the flu shot, which is not this, is a injectable vaccine. They take the flu virus, they kill it, okay, or as close to it. We usually use last year's flu because, you know, we don't know what this year's flu is, but we try to get make it the closest match as possible. Have a killed version of it, the outer body of the virus, okay, which kind of looks like a spaceship. That's how I look at it. Alien spaceship. Gets into the body. Since it's not real flu, it can't hurt you, okay, because it's not real flu. It incites a immune response, so you end up getting this immune response that that can here's the flu. So your body makes this immune response to fight the flu, but since it's not really flu, you're making an immune response without having to be sick. So it's a brilliant idea, and vaccination has been out forever, and the idea of using, you know, a substance, a decoy to trick your immune system into being prepared, you know, for the flu when it really comes is a brilliant idea. Now, okay, many of you say, oh, well, the flu shot makes me sick. I get the flu. That really shouldn't happen, okay? You shouldn't get the flu from the killed virus. What's happening there is either A, the immune response that is happening is so powerful that you feel crummy like you do when you get the flu. What do you feel when you get the flu? You feel achy, you know, you feel tired, you get fever, etc. The flu vaccine is not supposed to do any of that, but maybe the immune response makes you feel achy, so you feel like you got the flu. Or B, you get the flu vaccine too late, such that you were already exposed to the flu, so the flu vaccine didn't have a chance to work. Or C, maybe the flu vaccine didn't work. You know, most flu vaccines at their best year are only about 60% effective. Okay, because remember, you have so many other viruses out there. Okay, what if it doesn't match the flu completely? What if your body doesn't take to the shot? Okay, so we've talked about all the reasons why people feel sick. This flu mist no spray vaccine was very interesting. When it came out many years ago, this allowed parents to give their kids a vaccine without them yelling and crying and griping that they have to have a shot because they sprayed in the nose. And what was also really interesting about this type of vaccine is, you see, I understand the idea of getting a shot and then inciting the immune system to build up the antibodies. I get that. But, you know, from a more homeopathic and more natural way to develop immunity, if flu is a respiratory type of virus and transmission, I kind of like the idea of vaccinating respiratory-wise. You know, I kind of like that. You know, I understand many of us, you know, for like example, with asthma. You know, with asthma, some of the best medication you take is an inhaled form. This is because you breathe it, you get it into the lungs. There used to be an albuterol syrup, it's still out there, where you would give kids a syrup that they would swallow and then it would have similar effects. But I really like the idea of you know, working on the body part directly. I just like that idea. So this flu mist, you spray in the nose, it gets into the respiratory tree. It's supposed to incite the same immune response. And what's very interesting is because a killed vaccine through the nose wouldn't really do the trick, it was a live attenuated vaccine. So the flu mist nasal spray is a live attenuated. It's a flu virus that is so weakened that it really can't make you sick. But it's such a weak shell, a weak version of it, that your body will still make an immune response. We can't give this spray vaccine to pregnant women because we really don't want to take the chance. But, you know, we've thought that it's worked well for a while. So now we get told by the CDC that, nope, hasn't worked for years. and don't use it this next time around. They say nasal spray flu vaccine accounts for about one-third of all flu vaccines given to children. Flu vaccines are different from most other vaccines. Their effectiveness varies from year to year, and they must be made fresh each flu season to match circulating strains of influenza. Flu mist made by MedImmune uses live but weakened strains of flu virus to stimulate the immune system. Okay, we spray it in the nose, and they say in some seasons it was reported to be more effective than some injected ones. But the Advisory Committee on the Immunization Practices reviewed the data from the past flu seasons and found that it didn't work in recent years. In fact, flu mist was only 3% effective last flu season. This 3% estimate means no protective benefit could be measured. It says it's not clear why it hasn't worked that well. So, I'm wondering, I thought flu mist will, I thought the flu mist keeps changing each year. I mean, I thought they do a version very similar to the injectable where they try to match it as closely as possible. AstraZeneca, that owns MedImmune, says other research does contradict their findings. They say the inactivated influenza vaccine, the flu shots, had a vaccine effective estimate of 63% among kids, which is pretty damn good for a flu shot. Being in the 60% on up is pretty good. They say that the flu mist quadrivalent was 46 to 58% effective overall. So that's what the company said. So the company said, our flu mist isn't that bad. So how do they tell? How do you study that? Well, what you do is you look at a bunch of people, okay, and you give them either the shot, you give them the flu mist, or you give them nothing. If the flu mist people don't get the flu, if the flu shot people don't get the flu, but the people who got nothing got the flu, then you could think that the flu mist and the shot did some protective work. But then you have some people that maybe they just weren't going to get the flu anyway. So then you look at antibodies. Were antibodies built? And built up. And if they could test for that, then they could also see if the flu mist worked by inciting the immune response. They say how well the flu vaccine works or its ability to prevent flu can range widely from season to season and can be affected by a number of factors. It could be based on the person getting vaccinated. It could be based on the different viruses. So the CDC is going to be working with manufacturers throughout the summer to ensure that there's enough vaccine supply to meet the demand. Vaccine manufacturers have projected that as many as 171 million to 176 million doses of flu vaccine would be available for the United States during the 2016-2017 season. The makers of flu mist have projected a supply of as many as 14 million doses of the nasal spray flu vaccine, or 8% of the total supply. So AstraZeneca said they're going to continue making it, they're going to still distribute it in other countries, and they're going to be working with the CDC to better understand its data to help ensure eligible patients continue to receive the vaccine. So, anywhere from 4,000 to 50,000 people a year die from the flu. Alright, 6 companies currently make flu vaccines for the U.S. market. They include shots that have 3 or 4 flu strains, either the trivalent or the quadrivalent. And this is important because in about, 6 to 8 weeks, you're going to slowly start hearing recommendations to go get your flu shot. And you're going to be like, what the hell? Already? Yeah, because again, we want you to get it at least a few weeks before flu season. So we'll keep you guys posted, but this is a huge blow to AstraZeneca if the flu mist vaccine doesn't work. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.